be back, Kevra. Just as a shtickel hapdome, we have absolutely no time left. A few more sugyas. Before you know it, the year is absolutely over. Pretty crazy. Time flies every year. Time flies every semester. And time flies through the duration of YU. As many that are about to graduate, I'm sure, could tell you that they can't believe it's over. And then capitalize on the time that you have and the zman that you have. It's real. It's not just the same. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Eved Shehivi Gito V'Kosov Bo Atzmach U'Nechosai Knuim L'cho. Atzmo kana nechosim lo kana. If the lashon of the shtar, I actually really just wanted to show up last night and just put a watch in the middle of the circle. Eved shehivi gito v'kosov, the lashon of the shtar says atzmocha unechosai knuin lecha. So atzmo kana nechosim lo kana. He's kind of himself, but his nechasim he's not kind of. Why? What's the problem, Rabbi Isai? What's the problem? What's the problem? No. In the first brisa. What's the problem? Because he doesn't have the yad to be zeiche for the nechasim. Now the Gemara changes things. Iboilu. The Gemara has a sof. Kol nechasai knuin lecha. Let's say we don't separate the two, and we package everything together. All nechasim should be kanei to this eved. Mau. What's the din? Rashi. I'm sorry. I misinterpreted. I said the wrong thing. In the first brisa, Tana Rabbanan, retract. I retract everything I said. Evet yigidu v'kosu bo atzmocho. Rashi says, "Eved shevigito mimedinas hayam v'tzarach lomer b'fanei nechtav ki isha mevia gita." Just like a woman has to say b'fanei nechtav, so too an eved. Damrinu masisin echad gita noshim v'echad shir gharodim. Because we say on daftesim and aleph that both shtar shichror and a get for an isha needs b'fanei nechtav. Atzmo kana. Why? Because they made a takana to be koine. The neman who al shechor lomer v'fanenach v'ein tzarich lomer edim l'kaimo. He's neman l'gabi the shtar for his own shechor, just like one shliach is neman for a get for kiyum, like our Mishnah. Nechasim lo kana, but l'gabi the property, we need regular kiyum shtaros. Deboi edim kishar kiyum shtaros, because you need classic kiyum shtaros. So that's just straight up whether or not v'fanenach was said l'gabi in the nechasim. That's the initial statement of the Braisa. It's a regular chiluk of b'fanenach, the takana of a lower level kiyum works legabe the shichur of the eved and doesn't work legabe the nechasim. Fine. Now the Gemara says, okay, let's work on the language of the shtar. Iboilu. What if he says kol nechasai knuin lecha mau? Zokt Rashi kol nechasai mau. Mi amrinon atzmoich v'nechosai trei diburininu. Aval kol nechosai kevin decha dibura osu leishichur atzmo umatnas nechosim. Kedekaimel on the kamon akoysev kol nechosav la'avdu yotze ben chayrin. Shu bechlal nechosim hilkach. I mehemen ahai, mehemen ahai. Delei palgina dibura o dilma palgina. So now the Gemara wants to say, what if you package everything together? So do you say, from the fact that the Braisa says he has ne'monus, for b'farei nechtam, legabe, his own shichur, his freedom, So therefore, he would be Neman also on the Nechasim, or do we split it up? Good? Zok to Gemara. Amar Abai. Mitoich shekona atzmo, kona Nechasim. So Abai says that once he's Neman on one, he's Neman on the other. So we look at everything as one full swoop. And the Fanenech works for himself. So therefore, it works for the Nechasim as well. Good?
Wait, you see that? No. See that? Because it works for, yeah. It's because it works for himself that it also works for the Nechasim?
Say that? Yeah. Huh? What? He? Ooh, ah. What? Communication? How are you? The Gemara initially states that Abayi says mitoch shekana atzmo kana nechasim. You don't split it up, and since it works for him, it works for nechasim also. Amar le Rove, Rove gets upset. Bishlama atzmo likni. I understand that it should work for atzmo for his own shechur. Mididavi aged ishe. Just like the Fanenechta works. We got the first Mishnah by a Gerisha. Elenechosam loy nikne. But mehechatesi, you could extend this takana of our Mishnah to now the property. It should just, Legabe the Nechosam, you should need the requirements of Kiyam Shtaris Ba'alma. And a Shtar without Kiyam Rabbi Isai is what? Garbage. It's garnished. So the Gemara says, you're right. Abai took a bout face. Abai says, absolutely reverse of what I said. You're right. Pumfakert. From the fact that it does, since you packaged everything together and kol nechasai, so since it doesn't work for what? For the Nechasim, now it doesn't even work for Atzmo. When does B'fanenach work? When you're just trying to be Meshach of the Eved. But if now you're trying to do other things, so once, after it goes into the garbage, it all goes into the garbage. Amar le Rave, so Rave still gets upset. Bishlam and Nechasim lo likni. Midavi Akim starts to Alma. I understand that you don't accept it and you don't extend it to the Nechasim, to the property, to the money. Because that never had a leniency. That doesn't have a special takana b'fanenach b'fanenachdam. So memele, it's not going to work. Midah havakim starts alma ela atzmo likne midah havaget ishe. But why does that mean that he can't go free? Because you use those language of kol nechasai. Let lemaisa let that be like the takana that it should be like get ishe. Ela amar Rava disagrees. Machloek Zabai and Rava, Echad Ze ve Echad Ze, Atzmoy Kona Nechosim Loy Kona. Rava says this blives like the din of the Braise, and even if you use an inclusive language of Kol Nechosai Knuyin Lecha, it works La Atzmo, he goes free, and it doesn't work for the property. Good. Machloek Zabai and Rava. Very good. Shmak Asugya. Now things get very complicated. Zok de Gemara, yeah.
I was just shalan edus in general. Let's say two edim testify on. They say we saw this person commit this avera, and we also saw him steal money. And one of them is, like, let's say they prove that somebody didn't steal the money. Do we accept their first part of the edus, or since they said everything?
Well, let's say there are two people that they're being made for, and they're kroven for one, and they're not kroven for the other.
Right.
Right. So what do you say?
Statement.
Hold on. Take a look at the Rishayim on our sugya. Finish the Maror Mekoyimus. Stay tuned. V'tim tzanachas. Yerushalmi. There's a gevaldig Yerushalmi that connects to our sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Get ready. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to learn a shas sugya. If we manage to keep any people in the room, we'll be able to finish the... We're going to learn a shas sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Geshmak a sugya. Oh. Zok to Gemara. Amar le Rav Ada bar Masna l'rove. Rav Adar Bar Masna says, Rava, where are you coming from? Where's your line of reasoning? Who are you, Rava? Kiman k'Reb Shimon. I'm like the Shita of Reb Shimon. The Amar, what does he hold? Palginon dibura. Chevre, one of my favorite sugyas in Shas. Palginon dibura. Get ready. Palginon dibura. Visnan. As the Mishnah says, Hakoisiv kol nechosav la'avdoi. A person who writes all of his property to his Eved. Yotza ben Chayre. Included in that is that the Eved, if he wrote all the properties, so then what? Also included in that what? How is he Yotza ben Chayre, Rabbi Yisai? Included in the property is that what? You get your self. Geshmak. Shir karka kolshu. What if he says, I'm giving all of my nechosim with the exception of one piece of karka? Zokta Tanakama lo yotze min chayr. Whoa. If you left something out and one of the properties was excluded, so now we're not sure, maybe that means what? That you excluded his own freedom and independence and liberty. No. Rab Shimon Oimer, not true. Rab Shimon says, no, we don't say like that. Lo'oilamu ben chayrin. No, even if he says shir karka kolshu, we can assume that he's still free. Unless what? Ad shiyoimer kol nechosai nisunin leploini avdi chutz mi echad mi riboy shaban. Unless you use such an explicit language. So Rashi goes on to say, let's see, Rashi lo yotze ben chayrin in Tanakama. In a situation where he didn't specify once he explicitly says I'm leaving something out, so now you're going to say that it's he also left out the chayris, the freedom of the individual. I use the language of Kol nechosai, yeah, that's talking about the property, and he just tried to be complimentary and to satisfy him and lechnufei lekaasi b'loy shichra, but he wasn't being meshacher. Reb Shimon says no, he was being meshacher until he says that language of chutz mi echad mi ribo. We could assume what that he was being meshacher him. Zokt Rashi ad shiyoymer, the second Rashi on Daf Testament Aleph. Stam chutz midover muot v'lo yifarish mahu mishari da hosam amrina da achad miribu dekamer hainu evid. Then we assume that he's excluding the abdus, the freedom of the evid. V'yu lo choshev le ela ke'echem miribu minachosim. And he is assuming that he is this value of 1/1000th of his nechosim. Avagav deshavitve, even though in theory he really was worth more. U'midkamer Rab Shimon lo elamu ben chayrin ashmu'inan loishna hechad dekana shar nechosim imo. Don't you pirish Ashir, Shashir, Chutzmi Karka Ploini? The Hashna Kona Atfu Vasharna Chosim, Chutzman Ashir. Veloishna Echad the Loikon Ashana Chosim, Kagon Shalo is Gershema Karka Shashir, the Kosabe, Chutzmi Beis Kur Karka, the Hashna Loikon Ashim Karka, the Bechol Chad Vachad, Ikalimimar Hainu Ahudashir. That is a pivotal Rashi, Rabbi Sait. Where do you see Palgin and Dibura, Rabbi Sait? Zokt Rashi? We don't know what property this guy is going to get. Why don't we know which property this guy is going to get? Because he didn't specify. He didn't specify. And every property that you look at, you could say, hey, wait a second. That might be what? That might be what he decided to limit. Right. When he was Meshire. Zokter B'Shimin. He still says he is considered a ben chayrin. Because this guy is not karka. So we could assume that what he was leaving out, what he was mishayir, the shirayim, was going on what? Property. And not going on what? Slaves. So therefore, as long as he didn't say chutz, as long as he was just Meshachar Karka, we could assume he was Meshachar the slave.
What does Rebo mean?
I think it's I think 1 in 10,000. I think 1 in 1,000. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's a number. It's a ratio.
1 in 1,000.
1 in 10,000.
10,000.
What's Revolva? Shishim Revo is 600,000. I'm not sure. Is that what? Okay, fine. Whatever it is. The Kol Nechasa Kamerle V'Loi Kana Ls Atzmo. Rabbi said that's the pivotal line. What is the dimyon of the Gemara between Rava and Reb Shimon? That what? That even though what? Legabe the Nechosim, the entire Kinyan and Akna doesn't work because what? We don't know which is left out. Which was the shear? Legabe atzmo palginan, and we say the lashon of what? The lashon of a koisev called nechasim la'avdo is good legabe atzmo. So you see, you make a split. This is the Gemara's application of what? Reb Shimon Shita is obviously palginan dibura, and this is Rav Shita that palginan dibura legabe what? That we can say what? That Rava says, even though he's coming in and he's saying, what? And he used it in a language of what? Kol nechasai knui lecha. We could say he's accepted legabe what? Atzmo? But he's not accepted legabe the nechasim. It's a match of Rava to Rebbe Shimon. And this is the sugya of palgin and dibura. We accept legabe this, we accept legabe that. Everyone understand what everybody say? Big problems. This is not what Palgina Dibura means. The application of this Gemara of Palgina Dibura, in my opinion, is a plia atzuma. This entire Gemara is earth shattering. Is that really what Palgina Dibura means? Let's explore what Palgin and Dibura means, and let's see if this really applies to our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah.
This Gemara with the Eved also comes up on that base, and Rashi explains the Tanakhama very differently than he explained later.
Uh-huh. What does he say?
He's assuming Tanakhama is not siding with either side of the Palgin and Dibura, but the fact that he was Meshire a piece of land, maybe he was also Meshire the Eved. But the way he explains it on Membe.
Isn't that low Palgin and Dibura?
No, it's just that when he said I'm being Meshire, the Tanakhama is assuming that maybe he was Meshire the Eved as well. And when he said Kol Nechasa, he didn't really mean to include the Eved as well. Not taking any side on Palgin and Dibura at all. Just saying, if you take the side of Palgin and Dibura, he really did mean to include the Eved, but once you don't know which Nechasim he's going to acquire, therefore
the Bishlam Arish the low goli died to the Nachas Shiur Lorman in the Shir. Wait, that's where Shir Kalkosha Lo Yotza Ben Chirin Karkulav Dafka. It's not a Kitzkol Nechasim Lav Yotza Ben Chirin Shir Karkosha Lo Yotza Ben Chirin. The Bishlam Arish the low goli died to the Nachas Shiur Lorman in the Shir. Avahech the Nachas Shiur Avahocha. The Nachas Shiur Amrinu the Didei Namish Shir.
She's was also
yeah okay yeah.
But you, if you're so there, he's understanding Tanakhama not to be taking the side of Palgin and Dibura or Ain Palgin and Dibura.
Okay.
Just we don't know.
Correct.
But Amben Beis explains it to be that
low Palgin and Dibura.
That Tanakhama saying low Palgin and Dibura, and from the fact that we don't know which property he's acquiring, therefore he also can't acquire the other.
Uh huh. I hear. Okay. Interesting. I hear. I mean, you're two possibilities within Tanakhama. I hear. Interesting. Okay. So, Rabbi, let's see. What is Palgin and Dibur? There are two fascinating sugyas that deal with this Gemara. They're very similar sugyas, different kinds. One is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Pliny Rava La'onso. A guy walks into Beis Din and he's giving edus. And he says, this man slept with this man, he raped him. he and another individual has the ability to be made against the person who did that to him.
Can I repeat that? Is it that the
Pliny Rava b'mishkav zacher la'onso al karcho?
Meaning the rapee is testifying.
Yes, correct. The rapee with another individual, because you need two aidim. Hu va'acher means who is the rapee. Zok the Gemara, that's not the chiddush. L'rtzoino, if the edus was that these two, in, okay, let's you have
being raped.
Okay. You have person A and person B. Person A says with person B that person B was raped by person C, and they're giving edus to kill person C. Okay, because chayv misa.
Imply they give a straw?
The Gemara said, yeah. The Gemara says, Lirtsono, if the Edus was, it was willing. So now you have a problem.
The Mishkov.
And now the Edus is being said that this relationship was Birotzin. So what's the problem if it was Birotzin, Rabbi Yisai? So now one of the Edim that's testifying is what?
Is a
Rasha. Not only a Nogeya, he's a Rasha. He's testifying about himself that he's Chayav Misa. So how could you accept that Edus? Lirtsoinoi, if that dimension, if that Nekuda of the Edus changes from La'onso, from against his will, to Lirtsono, right? The Gemara says what? Lirtsono Rashu. Vatoira Omra Al Toshis Rasha Aid. So Rabbi Yosef says in such a situation, you have to what? Throw out the Aidus. You don't have Aidus anymore because this guy is Pasul Aidus. According, if you accept his words nullify it. His words cancel himself out because he is what? Lefi Dvarav, he is a Rasha. Vatoira Omra Al Toshis Rasha Aid. The Torah says you're not allowed to accept the Rasha's Aidus. So his testimony is not acceptable. Comes along Rava, Haflava fella, Rabbi Sayhu. What's his name? Rava. Interessant. Rava Amar, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, Vein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. Rava says, what's the problem? A person is a karav to himself and he can't make himself a rasha. So what does that, so what do you do? So what does that tell me? So that's Rashi. Rava Amar, Ein Adam Nifsal Le'edis Behodas Piv. A person doesn't become Pasal Le'edis through his own admission. Da Adam Karav, it's last one because Blagabe me, I'm a karav. Hilkach, Ein Adam Yachul Lasim Atzmo Rasha. Kolomer al edus atzmo inu nasa rasha, sherei teira pasul karav leedus, v'nerag haroveya. And guess what, Zok Rava? We kill the roveya. How do I do that? Where's the edus? Didn't you just say that it was through ratzon? You had a willing relationship with a man. That's a problem. Zok Nimara de palginim divura. We split up his words. We say he's nem on legabe what? The ploni that's Rava. And we don't believe him legabe what? Didei legabe that it was done with you. This is the concept that the Gemara introduces to us what? Palgin and Dibura. As the Gemara is going to say in a second, the Gemara has another case. Amar Rava, Rava continues, Ploini Baal Ishti, I come into court with another aide and say, this guy slept with my wife, Hu Va'acher Mitzdarf in La'argo, he and the other individual not the other individual, meaning a bystander, right? Could be Mechayev Hamis, or the third guy, Misu, who slept with his wife. Avalola Harga. But not to give his wife Misa, right? How does that work? Again, Pagina Dibura. We accept his Edus Lagabe what? Lagabe the guy who slept with his wife.
But not
Lagabe the wife. Split up his words. Palgina Dibura, literally. Translated as split up his words. My Kamashmu and Frekta Gemara Kasha. What's the Gemara adding? What's Rava coming to add? Isn't this exactly like he taught us originally? No. Palgina Dibura, Hainu Ach. Isn't this the same thing? Aren't you being repetitive? Mao the same odam karav etzel atzmo amrinon etzel ishtel lo amrinon kamash malon. So what does the Gemara say? No, we would have thought that a person is a karav to his self, but he's not a karav to his wife. Kamash malon is a karav to his wife. What does that mean? You didn't know that a husband's related to his wife? It's not like a weird Gemara. Your havamina was that you're not related? I'm like, I'm even related to her relatives. Like what? Adam karav etzel atzmo amrina or etzel ishtel lo amrina. Shtick a pella, needs a little hesber. What the Gemara is saying. So what does Rashi say? Ploni ba'al ishta avalo lahargal. If you should karav hu etzla. V'alfa gav de mehemnin lebahai sedusa lagabe chaver lo mehemnin lagabe ishto. V'hainu palginin diburu do achad diburu v'gabe hai mehemnin v'lo mehemnin lagabe hai. Aval ishta etzel ishtel lo amrina adam karav linyan palginin diburu. Hol mehemnin ahu diburu lemikta lo lachaver liktu lenam li didak. Mashi doesn't say anything. Good. Chaver, is this the similar Palgina Dibura? Is this the same Rava? Sounds like it. Sounds like the Gemara is interchanging this phrase of Palgina Dibura. But how does this Palgina Dibura work? How does this Palgina Dibura work? So let's see. Let's just explore one more Gemara that expresses this idea of Palgina Dibura. Hopefully we'll try to analyze how this works. Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Chof Emet Aleph has a fascinating case. Say a guy walks in, right? We know that there's a din. We're very lenient when it comes to Edus Isha. If a guy helps out an iguna, a woman who can, you know, start over and hopefully get married. Nebuch, such a rachmonis. So we don't want to make it so difficult to require two Aden in order for her to get married. We're Mekel. The end of the Gemara, the Maseches Yevamos says, "Shomeginu akila b'rabbanan," that even allowed one aid to testify on behalf of the woman. So the Gemara talks about what happens if the aidus of this one individual that's testifying on behalf of the woman says, yeah, your husband died, but he didn't say that he dropped dead in a car accident, or he didn't say that he dropped dead in battlefield, which is a very common case, everybody say, that we have to rely on Edus Isha, unfortunately. But let's say he said, I killed him. I killed your husband. Aragtiv. I killed your husband. The Mishnah says, Lo Yises Ishta. A guy walks in and said, I killed your husband. This guy can't marry her. This is weird. You're walking in, you're saying, I killed your husband. Now you're going to be Neman to now marry this girl. We're not going to allow her to marry this guy. So up to Gemara, okay, you're not going to allow her to marry the guy, but you're going to allow her to get married to Yenim, to someone else? Sounds like we do give nemonis to this guy who said what? I'm a murderer. Why don't we just throw out the whole Edus and say that she's still a Eishes Ish? So if the Gemara, Hala Acher Tinase? She can marry someone else? However, like, you don't need a rated R movie. Like, it's all here. Shas is so much better. And like, it actually makes sense. And it's not like, you know, just got to close your eyes and, like, you know, get into it. Things like, you don't have to, doesn't have to be like sitting there like, you know, get into it. And you can get into the svaras and be part of it. You could be the action hero. You could save the chveis. Yeah. Halachet say. Va'amar Rav Yosef, ployne ravani la'oinzi uva'achem et starfen la'argo, lirtsoyne roshu va'atoymer amar al-toshes roshu eit. Rav Yosef chomos. V'chitema edus yisha kilo b'rabbonon. So what do you get? The Gemara Frektakasha. How can you say this? Don't we throw out lirtsoyne roshu in the Gemara Sanhedrin? And don't tell me what, you're going to, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's a special dispensation that we're makel for Edis Isha that we say, we're going to even accept Sule Edis. Can't be. But Amar Rav Menashe, Gazan de Devraim, Kosher Edis Isha, Gazan de Devraim, Parsel Edis Isha. Even if we're lenient in the world of Edis Isha, because we want to help the woman to get remarried, we're only makel for a Psul de Rabbanon. But what? We're not makel for a murderer Midoraisa, or even a Gazla Midoraisa. We're not going to be makel for Psule Edis Minatayra.
Ready?
1 second. Something Gemara. Kedarave. I'm skipping a few lines. The Amarave. Adam Karvet says Adam. Ain't it a Mitzarash Rasha? So what do you? What does that mean? It's like Rashi. Rava Polig. Yes, go ahead. He doesn't say anything over here. Okay. The stoma, but the pashtus is the Gemara is saying that what? We ignore the edus that he, that applies to himself. How do we do that, Rabbi Isai? Through which mechanism? Pagin and Dibur. Pagin and Dibur. Now, Rabbi Isai, although Rava is speaking in both sugyas, and it sounds like it's Rava Lishitoso, both from Gittin and from Yevamos and Sanhedrin, they're not actually parallel.
Yeah, Ezra.
Can I ask a couple questions on Gemara Yevamos?
I can ask. Yeah. Let's have that.
Mine was also.
Yeah. Okay. Which is clarifications or?
Yeah.
No, you could ask. It's just clarification.
We don't allow the guy to marry the girl though, because yeah, that's separate through a bond. Meaning, if we're not believing it, we're doing Pogina de Gura.
You want to know if he's possible? If
you said he can't marry the girl, but everyone else can, so why can't he? For not believing.
Yeah, I think it's a chumra derabanan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay.
I think so.
Yeah, but then what does children need?
Mom's here?
Yeah,
well,
there, no.
Why?
She's still Ishizish and he's lying.
She's not an Ishizish. We're accepting his Edis. We wouldn't allow her, we thought she was an Ishizish, we wouldn't allow her to get married to anyone.
So you're saying Dafna by him.
We just don't accept his Edis about himself. Because otherwise that would throw out his Edis.
So you're saying technically if a guy says, oh, my best friend who was your husband doubted me in the battlefield, then we would allow him to technically marry her.
What? Yeah.
No, but you're saying if
he
said, I killed him, though, then we would not like
him.
Right. What?
Says Matt also, no.
Who?
No matter what, if a guy says,
Matt, or Lo Yisas Ishto. Mace Aractiv Hergenu. Oh, no, Mace, no. Yeah, sorry, I'm wrong. The Mishnah also says that if I'm the one who says, drop dead, I can't marry him. That's all. But it's all chumra lazus fasayim. Shema an ein of nasanba, where we're choishes that this is bad protocol. So, yeah.
What are the kids considered if that happens?
What?
What are the kids considered?
If what?
If he taka died?
Yeah.
No.
No,
it's not a mamzer. The children are not mamzer.
What if the children are
mamzer?
Huh?
Are they anything or no?
I don't think so.
So if Itaka did
not, why can't he marry?
No, if Itaka didn't die, then so that's the 10th parak of Yevamos. Let's say she has Eidus Isha. She had a valid heter to get married, and then it turns out that the husband walks in the door. It was a mistake. So that's the Ha'isha Shalach Balam Dinas Adam Va'amru La Meis Bailach, and they came in and they said your husband died. V'niseis, and she gets married. V'achakach Ba Bala, and then her husband walks through the door. The first parak in the 10th parak, first mission in the 10th parak of Yomis. Teitzi mitzeh mitzeh, she has to get a get from both. She can't be married to either one anymore. Vavlad mamzer mitzeh mitzeh. And the Vlad is a mamzer from both.
From both. After.
Yeah. From her original, no, from her, yeah.
From the original.
If she has another kid, right, no, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't affect
another
her.
Another kid with either of those earlier. Two guys? Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those two. Kids from before with the second guy and new kids with the first.
Isn't it even kids with the first guy from before?
No.
Retroactive Moseros?
No.
Smart.
So, but, one second.
Can you guys stop making fun of my culture?
So that's in a situation where two Edim testify, okay? But the Mishnah goes on to say, Nisis al pi Bezdin, right? If Bezdin gave her the heter, Yeah, the Gemara goes on to say on Peches Min Alf, Amarav Loi Shanu Ela Shanisis Beid Echad, Avanisis Al Pishne Edim Loi Teitze. So Gemara says, what? Asu Gavra Vakoi Vat Amar Loi Teitze? Fine. So you have to see the Gemara over here. So that's the Gemara saying that she would be a mamzer from both. Yeah. No. Okay, fine. Yeah. So back to our sugya. Yeah.
I have a clarification on Sanhedrin. Is a man not allowed to testify on his wife? Like, I feel there are some cases where it isn't like the first Mishnah in
Sota.
It's not Edis. No. He does not Edis.
That's a taina. That's a the litigants over there in Ksubas. You're having a din Torah against your wife. I don't want to pay Ksuba. She wants her Ksuba.
A mama's.
No, you're not
just,
an aide.
Oh, just not an
aide. I'm taking you to court. Fine. I'm a litigant. Of course I can take my wife to court. Right. Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Chanan. Yeah, Jonah.
Just the pshat why there are two Gemaras is different.
Two what?
Why the two Gemaras aren't the same.
Yeah.
It seems like our Gemara is just, it's not saying you're not believing one of the halves. It's saying do we look at a statement as two separate
right.
things.
Right.
Here, you're literally
right.
taking one of the things
right.
you said and not believing it at all.
It's very bothersome. That the Gemara, I was very bothered by this, that the Gemara uses the phrase Palginin Dibur over here. By the case of Sanhedrin, by the case of Yevamis, you're taking an Edus and you're splitting the Edus, literally like the words, Palginin Dibur. Arkide Kach, Rabbi Yisai, I didn't put it on the Marmar Kaimis, but there's a Tshuvas HaRajba, and then they view that as a whole Arichas, they view that a wild Tshuva. I'm trying to remember. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba?
Yeah.
So I, right. So he quotes it, right. But the Nedbi Yudah had a Tshuva that I think that this is the Tshuva he was talking about.
if I remember correctly, he was talking about a wild story. If I remember correctly, I have to look up the tshuva, but I think it might be a guy who is a wild tshuva. Whether this is the one he's talking about or not, this is stam a wild tshuva. Simon Lamed Hey. It's a guy that the Nedi Yehuda came to the Nedi Yehuda and he said, I'm about to get engaged to this girl and I don't know what to do because I had an affair with my mother-in-law. And my father-in-law doesn't even know about it. And now they're living together in Bisser. So I think that this is the tshuva that he gets into Palgina. I have to check. But either way, this tshuva is like phenomenal. Like all the different things.
That is a major.
No, I'm saying. No, you don't even know. And he gets into tshuva there, and he gets into Anus or Kal Isser, and he gets into every single dimension. That tshuva is just like one of my favorite tshuvas in the world. And you know, the Yehuda discusses this Rashba about Pagin and Dibura, that the Rashba says that it should depend on the way the statement was presented. Are we able to split up the words in a valid way that now, like the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin said, that what? Pagin and Dibura, that we can say, oh, split the words, Pagin and Dibura, that say, Ploini Rava Isha Zois, or Pliny Rava someone, and just leave out that it was you, or leave out that it's your wife. And the Mela, what? We can move around with the words and Palgin and Dibura and basically do what? Cut and paste. Cut and paste his words to now say, we'll be Nemon, you'll be Mamin you on the Dibur for this, and we're not going to be Mamin you on the Dibur for this. That's Palgin and Dibura. That's literally splitting the words. Masha Enkin, Rabbi Isai, in our sugyas of Jonah, Rav is saying a different statement. The Gemara's application of Palgin and Dibura seems to be not congruous and the same synonymous with Palgin and Dibura and Sanhedrin and Yevamos. Over here, what are we saying? No, we're saying what? Kol nechasai knui mecha. Kol nechasai knui mecha. So now we want to know, can we accept it legabe this if we don't have the ability to accept it legabe this? That's not Palgin and Dibura. That's not splitting hairs in the words and saying, oh, we'll be mamin legabe what? This Dibur, not legabe this Dibur. By the other cases, you're basically saying, Pliny Rava. Pliny Rava Acher. Pliny Rava Pliny. Pliny Rava, you know, whoever. But not legabe Ishti. That's Palgin and Dibur. That's cutting and pasting. That's splitting words. So that leads Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Kovetz Ha'aris, to say a massive chiddush, Rabbi Sai.
I mean, could you split the other way? If you wanted to go instead of saying Palgin and Dibur, and let's say going for the guy that instead of saying that I want to kill the guy that raped you, but what about the guy that Baratso was raped? Can I split the other way?
No, because you're being made. That's the case. So the Gemara says, Palgin and Dibura, so Zokt Rav, Zokt Rav Chanan, are you side for Shas? Palgin and Dibura is being used in the wrong context over here. Zokt the Rav Chanan, Rabbi, so you have to see this Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says, although the Gemara interchanges this principle and uses this phrase, Palgin and Dibura, in many different areas, there is a certain sugya, which is the Gemara on Sanhedrin Daf Tes and the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chafei, that is a machloikis between Rava and Rav Yosef. And that's a fundamental machloikis. If we split up the Eidus, do we apply Palgin and Dibura? That's a machloikis in the Gemara. But then Rav Chanan says there's a concept that is universal, that I'm going to prove to you from many different areas of Shas, that there's a concept called not Palgin and Dibura, but called what? What's the other phrase called, Rabbi Isai? Palginon ne'emonus. What Rabbi Chanan says is that we're not splitting up your words, but rather we're taking all of your words. We're accepting the entire statement, and we're not cutting and pasting. And we're not saying legabe him and not legabe him. No. Palginon ne'emonus. We accept your statement le'inyan one category, and we don't accept your statement legabe another category. That is not the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Sanhedrin daf tes and Yavam is daf chafei. That is a universal principle. Zoktor Bochanan, he begins this analysis in Sifkot and Aleph, says Rabbi Chanan, and that is the Yisoid to Meseches Gittin on daf chesim and beis. That is what our Gemara is referring to, and this is universal. The fact that you can take a full statement and you could say it applies certain areas and it doesn't apply to other areas, the Torah granted this statement, legabi a certain level of ne'emonus, legabi certain subject matters, and not legabi other subject matters, and you're not breaking apart the statement, you're not ripping it apart, you're not cutting and pasting, that is a universal concept, Zot Rava, and that's what the Gemara means when it says Palgina in an hour Gemara. Now, it's a big chiddush, Rabbi Yosef. Because it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Palgina Dibura. But Rabbi Chanan, because of his Yesoid, and he proves this from many different areas. He proves this from where? Okay, I didn't put this on the Marcos. Where he put it? Other areas of Shas, where he thinks that everyone agrees to the fact that we take the entire statement and we apply it in certain areas and we don't apply it for other areas, right? Wherever you're going to, apply it to. So that is the sugya of Palgina Nemos. Abaisai, this Rabbi Chanan needs explanation. Why does Rabbi Chanan need explanation? Because the machlokes is in our Gemara. Rabbi Chanan might work with other areas of Shas that this is not, and it helps us legabe arkasha of Sanhedrin and Yevamos that it's not exactly parallel, although the Gemara uses a similar language, but yet Rabbi Chanan is going to have to explain what the Nekudus HaMachlokes between Abaye and Rav is, Rabbi say. So what is the Nekudus HaMachlokes between Abaye and Rav? So based on this, Rabbi Chanan has to give a brand new Hesber in our sugya, and Ritz Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with this Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll have to explore in the Rishonim in our daf if the Rishonim went with Rabbi Chanan, or they actually did perhaps think that this was the sugya of Palgin and Dibura, and then Ritz Hashem will have to try to make a Hezber and get into the Yerushalmi Judah that you mentioned. I'll be right back. I just want to run.
Wait, there's no mentha.
Too early.